Today's scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 20 to 26.
今天读经历经文, 来自路加福音, 第六章, 第20, 到第26节。
We'll first read this together in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会先用英文, 然后广东话, 一起读出。
We'll read this together. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets.
是路加福音第六章第20节 我一起读耶稣举目看着门徒说你们贫穷的人有福了因为神的国是你们的你们饥饿的人有福了因为你们将要饱足你们哀哭的人有福了因为你们将要喜笑人为人子恨恶你们拒绝你们 辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。他们的祖宗在先知也是这样。但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰；你们饱足的人有祸了。 因为他们将要饥饿，你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀恐哭泣。人都说你们好的时候，你们有祸了，因为他们的祖宗代假先知也是这样。
God bless the reader and hearer of His word.
愿神祝福读和听的人。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is Blessings and Wolves.
今日程牧师所讲的题目是祝福与困境。
Noel, if you don't mind, if you can hit slide one. You probably can't see, can you see that, okay?
大家看不看到这幅图画?
By tradition, this is where Jesus is speaking. These six brief verses are part of his sermon outline, and many have called Sermon on the Plain.
咁喺我哋今日读嗰段经文里边咧，原则上咧就耶稣就系喺呢个咁样嘅平原里边嚟到去讲呢个喺平原里边嘅呢个讲道。
You can probably see in kind of the middle of the picture, if you can see it, a little church there. It's a church building there. And again, tradition says that Jesus spoke the Sermon on the Mount, and some people say the Sermon on the Plain is similar, or maybe might be the same, might not. Around that area there.
咁咧，你睇呢一個圖畫嘅中間有一個白白地色嗰個咧，就係一間教堂仔。咁咧，傳統上咧，啲人咧就相信咧，佢話耶穌咧去咧係登山喺山上面有講過登山寶訓。咁佢話咧喺呢個平原裏邊咧，耶穌佢所講嘅呢個講道咧都係類似。But
as we read this together, there are a lot of things to wrestle with. In these brief six verses, a lot of things that are perplexing to us.
咁样咧，喺我哋今日所睇嘅呢六节嘅经文里边咧，有好多嘢咧，可能咧，我哋咧都喺度觉得好困惑嘅。我哋会喺度挣扎嘅去明白。
And what Jesus is doing here, as he's preaching to a large crowd, His disciples are there as well, and those who claimed to be his disciples were there, and also the larger crowd.
咁当耶稣去讲呢个讲道嘅时候咧，系有好大班嘅群众喺度嘅。咁佢啲门徒亦喺当中，同埋有一啲咧宣称佢哋自己系耶稣嘅门徒咧，亦都喺呢一个咁大群嘅群众当中嘅。
As he gives these blessings and woes, he's giving a comparison, a contrasting of two ways of life, right?
咁喺呢度讲到福同埋祸嘅时候咧，佢讲到佢比较到两种嘅生活。
I guess what surprises us is what he calls blessing. Like says, blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, right?
咁当佢咧讲到福嘅时候咧，对我嚟讲，可能咧我哋会觉得好怪，点解佢会话嗰啲穷嘅、肚饿嘅嗰啲人系有福咧
？But basically, he's saying there are blessings that come from godliness, and there are woes that come from worldliness.
咁喺度基本上佢讲嘅就系话咧，啲福气咧系嚟自咧敬虔，而呢一个嘅祸咧就系嚟自咧因为属世界。
But as he unfolds his sermon, as he preaches to us, he says something that perplexes us. What brings blessing or woe is exactly the opposite of what we would think.
但系呢度咧，可能我哋有好多唔明白嘅，就系因为点解咧？因为当佢讲到咧，系乜嘢带嚟福，乜嘢带嚟祸咧，就系同我哋嘅谂法好似啱啱相反嘅。
Right, what is God calling blessing here? Because if you ask anyone who's experienced poverty, it doesn't appear to be that blessed, right?
咁喺度佢讲到有乜嘢系有福嘅咧？喺度讲到佢话贫穷嘅有福，对我哋嚟讲可能好似唔系好谂得通嘅。
That should perk our attention. What is Jesus doing here? He's taking the things that no one wants. No one in this room, no one out there wants poverty. No one wants to be hungry. No one wants sorrow. No one wants persecution, right?
喺呢度咧，佢想俾我哋睇到、注意到一样嘢，就话到耶稣佢讲嘅啲嘢，好似我哋冇人系想要有贫穷、想要饥饿、想要有呢个忧伤同埋呢一个逼迫嘅。
And Jesus has the audacity to say these are blessings.
但系耶稣喺呢度讲咧，就话喺呢啲咁嘅情况之下咧，系有福嘅呢
样。And then, if that wasn't enough, He contrasts that with these woes, and he takes the things that everyone wants: money, food, entertainment, popularity, and he says these things will never satisfy.
咁然后更加去讲落去嘅时候咧，佢就讲到一啲嘢咧，系所有人佢哋都好想要嘅，就系钱财啦、食物啦、娱乐啊、开心嘅事啦，或者系被人哋好接纳啦，呢啲嘢都系好多人想要嘅。但系佢话到咧，呢啲咧其实就系带俾你祸。
So Jesus is focusing in on his disciples. Again, there's a larger crowd here, but he's focusing in on his disciples, and he's basically, in principle, saying there's only two responses here to me.
咁喺呢度耶稣讲嘅时候咧，佢集中嘅注意力咧就系喺佢呢班嘅门徒嗰度。
There's only two reactions that you can have concerning my message to you.
佢话对于我而家所讲嘅呢个信息，系有两个嘅方便，你系两个选择。
And as Jesus explains, he says you're either wholeheartedly in, committed to me, to the kingdom of God, with all these hardships, or you're not.
佢话一系咧，你就喺呢啲嘅困难里边咧，你都全心全意嘅嚟到去喺我嘅天国里边去委身。
Right? He's making that clear. He's saying there's no middle ground. You're either for me or against me.
咁喺度讲到佢话，你一系嘅就系跟随我，如果唔系嘅，你就系同我系相对嘅。
And then he goes on later in the gospel and explains the straight and narrow path which Christians are to follow and to take, versus the wide path that leads to destruction, the way of the world that rejects Christ.
咁然后咧，佢慢慢咧就喺呢个福音书嗰度咧，佢就更加讲到咧，佢就系话，佢就用一个作基督徒嘅走嘅嗰条就系好似一条嘅窄路咁样，同跟随世界嘅佢哋走嗰条路好似又宽又大。
So Jesus is painting a picture here. He's saying the prospects for following him are more rewards in heaven, not in this life.
咁佢话到咧，原来跟随佢嗰个赏赐咧，系喺天上，而唔系我哋睇喺地上嘅赏赐。
But Luke also qualifies that later in Luke 18 and says there are quote unquote paybacks. in this life as well.
咁但係呢，路加喺第十八章嗰時佢都講到話，喺地上裏面你都會得到呢個嘅賞賜。
But the main focus here in these six verses is his main focus on the disciples' reward beyond this life.
咁但係呢，佢喺呢六節裏面佢講到嘅就係話呢，嗰個嘅賞賜喺門徒你得著嘅賞賜呢，係超越喺今生嘅生活裏面。
But today briefly I'm just going to focus on two of the blessings. Poor and hungry.
咁我今日咧就集中喺两个嘅佢所讲到嘅两个福，就系呢个贫穷同埋呢个饥饿。
Because that's enough to really perplex us, right? How are the blessed? How are the poor blessed?
咁喺度佢讲到嗰啲贫穷嘅，点解佢哋系有福咧？
No, if you don't mind, let's look at verses 20 and 24 again. That's where Jesus in his sermon is talking about the blessed of poverty.
咁嗱，我哋睇下咧，当佢讲到咧贫穷嘅人有福，我哋睇一睇第二十同埋第二十四节。
And he lifted his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
咁喺第二十节嗰度，佢话耶稣举目看着门徒说：你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
And verse 24, thanks so much.But woe, again, in contrast, woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation.
第二十四节嗰度佢话，但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。
Now, I'd like to show you, again, you have to take this in all the context of the entire Bible. In the Old Testament, Jesus dramatically states a principle here.That's rooted in the Old Testament.
咁嗱，我哋咧，如果我哋睇圣经嘅时候，我哋睇实成本嘅圣经嘅。耶稣基督喺呢度讲嘅时候咧，其实佢嗰个嘅原则咧，系喺旧约里边系有嗰个根据。
Slide two, please. It's in Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9, where it says there poverty can be a curse or a blessing.
咁系喺呢个箴言嘅第三十。章第八至第九节嗰度，佢讲到佢话贫穷可以系一个祝福，亦都可以系一个咒诅。
Hope you could see that verse 8. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Verse 9. Lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord?Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
箴言第三十篇第八至第九节，佢咁讲：求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
And then, if you hit slide 3, Proverbs 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
咁啊，喺箴言第第十章第二十二节，佢嗰度讲，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
See, Jesus knew his Old Testament, and God at times in the past gave wealth to Israel, God's people, as a blessing.
咁样咧，耶稣基督佢好知道喺旧约里边所讲过嘅嘢，喺喺嗰个时间，神佢用佢加添由以色列人财富嚟到去俾佢哋一个嘅福气。
For example, when he delivered his people from Egypt, the Exodus, right? He blessed them with the Egyptians' willing plunder.
譬如好似当神佢将呢啲埃及人去带佢哋去离开呢个埃及嘅时候，佢让呢啲以色列人喺呢啲埃及人身上面得到好多嘅财富。
Right, he takes the Israelites, God's people, out of slavery. They had nothing, right? Basically, nothing their own, and brings them to a land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land.
咁神咧将佢哋咧从一个咧为奴之地嘅埃及地咧带到佢哋呢个咧流奶与蜜嘅地方。
Can we see that in Deuteronomy 8? And then by the time of King David and King Solomon, there's national wealth in Israel, seen as a sign of divine blessing, as 1 Chronicles 29 tells us.
咁然後咧喺歷代志上嘅第29章嗰度睇到咧，當喺大衛王嘅時間同埋所羅門嘅時間咧，神咧將令到佢哋個國家咧係得著好多嘅財富嚟到去祝福佢哋。
So what is Jesus saying here? He said, "Blessed are the poor."
咁耶穌喺呢度講到佢話貧窮嘅人有福了，係咩意思咧
？Because if you know anyone who's dirt poor, they'll testify it's a humiliating experience.
如果有啲人佢喺貧窮當中嘅時候，佢哋可以見證到佢話喺咁嘅境地步嘅時候咧，係真係令人咧係好卑微嘅覺得。
And as you can see here on the bullet point towards the bottom here of this slide, if money is power, then the poor are powerless because they have no money, right? And powerless, the powerless are what?In this world, exploited.
咁如果钱财系代表权力嘅时候，呢啲贫穷嘅人，佢哋就系冇能力、冇权力嘅。冇权力嘅时候，好多时就系被人哋蹂躏嘅嗰一班。
So if you're poverty stricken, you know firsthand that poverty is not a blessing.
咁如果你系喺贫穷当中嘅时候，你就知道贫穷唔系一个嘅祝福。
But Jesus knows also in the Old Testament.It says that there are blessed poor in the Old Testament.
咁耶穌大佢亦都知道咧，喺舊約裏邊佢講到有一個被祝福嘅一個嘅貧窮人。
Jesus in Luke 4, he's starting his public ministry, and he quotes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, and he says there, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because what? He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor."He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
咁耶穌咧，當佢開始佢嘅傳道工作嘅時候，喺路加福音第四章十八節嗰度，佢就引用到以賽亞書第六十一章第一至二節嗰度。咁佢咁講，佢話：主耶和華的靈在我身上，因為耶和華高抹我，叫我傳好信息給謙卑的人，差遣我醫好傷心的人，報告被掳的得釋放，被囚的出監牢，報告耶和華的恩年和神恨惡的日子，安慰一切悲傷的人。
See, the poor in Isaiah 61 were the exiled people of Israel.
咁喺第六十一章佢讲到呢啲贫穷嘅人就系咩咧？就系嗰啲被喺以色列里边被掳出嚟嘅嗰啲人。
They were the people of God who refused to be compromised by their pagan conquerors.
佢哋咧都系属神嘅人，但系佢哋咧喺呢一个外邦嘅地方里边，佢哋唔愿意嘅去妥协。
In other words, those Israelites.Who wanted to follow God, they didn't adapt to the Babylonian culture, their captives' culture that were surrounding them.
咁即係話到咧，呢一啲唔願意去妥協嘅以色列人咧，佢哋唔會妥協喺呢個巴比倫嘅呢啲嘅生活方式裏邊嚟到去生活。
Now some of these whites did compromise, and they benefited financially by compromising.Their faith and being in the midst of the Babylonian culture, adapting to that.
但係有啲咧，佢哋去妥協嘅嗰啲人咧，就當佢哋喺呢一個巴比倫嘅文化裏邊生活，佢哋妥協嘅時候咧，咁佢哋喺當中咧就得著益處啦。
But those who didn't give in to the Babylonian way of life were longing for what? The Messiah. They were longing for the salvation of God's deliverance of them, and they remained poor because they did not compromise their faith.
咁但係因為咧嗰啲咧，佢哋唔願意喺你嘅信心裏邊咧去妥協嘅人咧，咁佢哋咧就係好貧窮嘅。咁佢哋所渴慕嘅咧就係呢一個嘅尼賽亞。
It's kind of like today, the Christian businessman who refuses to the corruption of his business.Enterprise, his competitors refuses that, but then gets less profit or goes under.
就好似今日有一啲基督徒嘅商人咁样，当佢做生意嘅时候，佢哋唔愿意咧喺呢一个一啲嘅贿赂嘅事情上边嚟到去妥协嘅时候，咁你又见到咧佢哋喺佢嘅生意上边咧，好似咧有唔能够同人哋咧有呢个比较嚟到竞争啦。
And what Isaiah 61 was saying is often the result of faithfulness was poverty. through oppression, through those people like the Babylonians who were influencing and conquering God's people.
咁喺六十一節嗰度，六十一章以賽亞書六十一章我講到佢就話，呢一啲咧唔願意去妥協嘅人咧，好多時咧就係嗰啲貧窮啦，被壓傷啦，因為咁嘅緣故。
Now several hundred years have passed, and Jesus is speaking now, right? Several hundred years passed since the days of Isaiah.
以賽亞之後幾百年，耶穌就喺嗰個時間喺度講緊啦。
But Israel was still suffering from a succession of warlords.
咁但係咧，以色列咧，佢仍然咧就係喺呢一個一代一代嘅一啲嘅軍閥之下嚟到去受苦。
Right, there's a whole line of them: the Persians, the Greeks, and now the Romans were oppressing them.
佢哋經歷過譬如波斯啦、希臘啦，同埋而家羅馬對佢哋嘅壓迫。
Right, occupying the land.
咁呢人都侵佔咗佢哋嘅地。
And many of those Israelites still remain faithful. They did not compromise their faith.
咁仍然有好多嘅以色列人咧，佢哋仍然係堅守佢哋所信嘅，唔喺佢哋嘅信仰嗰度嚟到去妥協。
They long for fulfillment of Isaiah 61.
佢哋仍然渴慕咧，以賽亞喺六十一篇裏邊所講嘅嗰個應許。
But because of that,
但係因為咁嘅緣故，佢哋就受苦。
They remain poor under foreign rule.
咁喺呢一個外邦嘅統治之下，佢哋係好貧窮。
That's being oppressed.
佢哋就係被壓迫。
See, Luke in his gospel spotlights two examples of the Israelite poor who remained uncompromised to their dedication to the Lord God.
咁老家咧喺佢嘅福音書嗰度咧，特別講到有兩個例子，就係話呢兩個以色列人咧，佢哋點樣嘅係好貧窮嘅，但係佢哋咧一直嘅喺佢哋唔妥協，一直係向住神。
And he names them in Luke 2, verse 35 and 37, as Simeon and Anna. They both longed for the kingdom of God.
就好似喺路加福音第二章第35同埋37節裏面，佢講到西面同埋阿拿，佢哋點樣嘅嚟到渴望神嘅嗰個國度嚟到。
That's why they're excited when the Messiah has come, when Jesus has come, came.
咁所以咧，當尼賽亞嚟到耶穌嚟到嘅時候，佢哋心裏邊係非常之嘅興奮。
Because Jesus, as he's preaching the sermon, he's giving good news, establishing his kingdom by what? Becoming poor himself.
點解咧？因為耶穌咧，當佢講呢一個好信息嘅時候，佢自己本身就成為呢一個嘅貧窮。
Jesus said concerning his life, Luke 9, just a few chapters later than this, Luke 9:58, and Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
耶穌佢話， 狐狸有洞，天空的飛鳥有窩，只是人子沒有枕頭的地方。
And Paul says this later on in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich."
咁保罗佢喺哥林多后书嘅第8章第9節嗰度，佢咁样讲，佢话：你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Are you seeing a little bit better now on how Jesus is saying, "Blessed are the poor"?
你而家可唔可以睇得清楚一啲，就系话到当耶稣讲佢话贫穷嘅人有福了，系咩意思咧？
How are the poor who follow Jesus Christ blessed?
呢啲貧窮嘅人，佢點樣可以跟隨耶穌基督係受到祝福呢？
Well, the rich are constantly assaulted with a temptation to rely not on God.
呢啲富足嘅人，佢哋經常嘅就係面對呢啲嘅試探，唔去倚靠神。
But they rely on their wealth, on themselves.
佢哋就係依靠自己，依靠自己嘅財富。
See, the rich have plenty, and their needs have been dulled by their wealth.
呢啲富足嘅人，冇錯，佢哋擁有好多嘅嘢，但係佢哋對於佢哋自己嘅需要咧，就好似咧更加就好遲鈍啦，因為佢哋覺得佢哋自己好富足。The
wealthy are usually accomplished people, right?
呢啲有錢嘅人通常佢哋都好有成就。They're
proud of what they've accomplished.
佢哋好為到咧佢哋自己嘅成就咧嚟到去驕傲。
And they take credit for what they've done to earn their wealth.
咁佢哋對於咧佢哋所做嘅嘢同埋佢哋賺到嘅錢咧，佢哋覺得咧就係佢哋自己嘅成就嚟嘅。
And so it's much harder for the wealthy to live humbly.
以致呢对于一些有钱人呢要他们过一个谦卑的生活呢就可能更加困难了。
See, what Jesus was saying as he said that beatitude, blessed are the poor, he's saying the poverty is not blessing in and of itself.
当耶稣在这里讲到贫穷的人是有福了，他不是讲到贫穷是一个的祝福。
But the poor's extreme vulnerability may make them more likely than those who have more than the poor to place their life in the hands of God.
但因为这个贫穷人，他们在一个的地步里面，他们都是处在一个的弱势里面，以致他们会比一些有钱的人，他们是更加的容易将他们的生命放在神的手里面。
And obviously that's why you see the kingdom of God expanding in third world nations.And not here.
所以你可以睇见咧，点样福音咧，今日喺第三世界嘅国家里边咧，可以系咧，爆炸性咁样嘅嚟到去传开。
Or places where Christians are oppressed, like in China.
或者好似咧，喺中国嘅一啲嘅信徒，当佢哋被压迫嘅时候。
Or other areas around the world where there's oppression on them.This kingdom is expanding.
或者咧，系喺世界有啲嘅地方里边咧，嗰啲人咧系被压迫嘅。你会睇见咧，福音喺当中咧系传得好快嘅。
Because they found security in the Lord and nothing else.
因为佢哋除咗喺神以外，佢哋喺其他地方里边揾唔到呢一个嘅安全。
Whereas those who have more than the poor.They serve themselves. They perpetuate themselves to the neglect of the poor.
咁但系咧，嗰啲有钱嘅人咧，佢哋就喺佢哋嘅喺佢哋自己嘅财富里边嘅时候咧，佢哋咧就系延续佢自己个状况而去压迫嗰啲贫穷嘅人。
God throughout the Bible, as many of you know, has a merciful heart, and He's instructed Israel in the Old Testament to be merciful to the poor.
我哋喺圣经里面咧睇见咧，神咧佢对贫穷嘅人咧系有嗰个怜悯嘅。喺旧约里面你要睇见咧，佢系要点，佢话到要点样去怜悯呢啲贫穷嘅人。
And this is shown in places like Deuteronomy 15.
就好似咧喺申命记嘅第十五章咁样。
And a particular aspect of poverty that God seems to be concerned about is the value of the person who is poor.
咁喺度咧，特别讲到贫穷一样嘢咧，就你睇见咧，神佢特别睇到咧一个贫穷人佢嗰个嘅价值。
Because in contrast, the world sees the poor as no being no value.
因为咧喺个世界嘅睇法就系呢啲贫穷嘅人喺个世界里边咧系冇价值嘅。
And therefore they're exploited, right? They're exploited by the world.
咁意思咧，佢哋就被世界咧嚟到去蹂躏啦。
Right, what the poor do have.What little they have is taken from them.
咁咧，佢哋咧個窮人有嘅少少嘅嘢咧，都俾人哋攞埋。
Because it's not just economics, it's a social condition, right?
因為我哋睇見咧，唔單止淨係話喺經濟係咁樣嘅情況，係一個社會嘅現象。
In the Bible, what it means to be poor is to be a city without walls.
喺聖經裏邊講到佢話貧窮嘅時候就係咩咧？佢話就好似一個城市係冇牆嘅。
A city back then.Had walls for protection, for security, right? Against marauders, right?
在当时的社会里面就是一个城市呢，它四围呢就是会有城墙来到去保护住它，不用有外人来侵入来。
And what it means to be poor is you do have things, but they're taken from you by the world. You're exploited.
在当时讲贫穷就是什么话呢？你是穷，你是有些东西，但是这些东西都被人家拎埋。
You're a city without walls. You have no protection against the injustices of the world.
咁你就好似一个城市系冇城墙咁样嘅，有任何嘅保护对你系面对呢啲嘅唔公正、唔公平嘅嘢。
That's why places like Proverbs 13:23 says this, and this is on slide 6. Noah, if you could turn to slide 6. In the New Living Translation, a poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away.
这个呢就好像在箴言的第十三章第二十三节那里去这样说，他说穷人耕种多得粮食，但因不义有消灭的。
And so why is that? Why are the poor who have little, why is that little taken from them?
那在这里为什么这些穷人根本已经得很少的东西了，但是呢都被人家连他这么少的东西都拿走呢？
Because they're powerless. They can't do anything about that.
因为他们无权无势，他们不可以做到什么。
Right, we all experience some kind of injustice from the world, right?
我哋多少都会系经历到呢个世界里边有啲唔公正嘅事。
But if you're poor, it's more so. More injustices are impinging on you.
但系如果你系贫穷嘅时候，你就发觉咧，更多唔公正、唔公平嘅事咧，好似临到你身上咁样。
Just a few quick examples.
譬如有几个例子。
Why is a poor neighbor always? Why is a poor neighborhood always poor?
为什么一些贫穷的、一些的、地区他们永远都是贫穷的呢
Right, the answer is nobody wants to live there. No one wants to be the neighbor of a poor person.
为什么呢因为呢在一些、不好 的,、的地区的时候很多人都不喜欢住在那里所以呢、只是只有穷人留在那里。
Even the store owners, the people who go into poor areas to make a profit,They take the money out of the community. Don't put it back in the community.
咁就算咧喺呢啲貧窮地方、地區嘅人做生意都好啦，呢做生意嘅人可能佢哋都唔住喺呢度，佢哋喺呢個地區邊賺有啲錢嘅時候，但係就將呢啲錢咧拎走離開呢一個嘅社區。
And so there's this constant treading of water, right? It's a constant going nowhere, right? That's why the schools won't improve.Homes won't improve, safety won't improve, because nobody wants to be there.
咁所以你睇见咧喺呢地区里边咧就好似一个恶性循环咁样，无论系学校啊或者系安全啊各样嘅嘢咧，都好似唔可以有到改进咁样。
And again, the reason why we don't like to kind of harp on injustice and oppression is because, again, unfortunately, people like Karl Marx.You know, I've taken this and gone to the extreme, right? Social ideology.
咁好多时我哋都唔中意咧去睇到啲嘢，但系好似譬如我哋会睇到咧，马克思咧，佢好多时咧就将呢一啲咁样嘅思想咧，就去到一个极端嗰度咁样实践出嚟啦。
And so those of us who live in the United States or have a background of democracy, we kind of like are afraid of touching this area.
咁所以住喺美国嘅人，当我哋有呢一个民主嘅时候咧，我哋唔中意嘅嚟到去提到呢一啲嘅嘢。
But the Bible has the concept of injustice and oppression way before Karl Marx, right?
但系咧，当喺圣经里边咧，佢提到呢个唔公正同埋压迫呢啲嘢咧，其实喺马克思嘅主义之前已经有讲到。
In almost every country in the world.There are a group of people who are being oppressed. Right? You know that. Some of you have been there. You know that.
在世界里面每一个国家里面你都看见呢当然有一个群体呢它是被这个压迫的。
They're kept down. Those people groups are kept down by the powerful.
这些群体呢很多时呢都被那些有权有势的人呢来到压迫住。
The oppressed aren't allowed to own businesses. They're not allowed to hold political office. They're not allowed to vote. They're kept down.
这些被压迫的人呢他们不准他们在政坛上面有任何的位置也都不让他们投票他们呢永远都是被压低的。
So how can Jesus say, blessed are the poor?
那如果是这样的时候耶稣他怎么可以说贫穷的人是有福的呢
Right. Again, you have to wrestle with this because it's in the Bible, right?
那在圣经里面是这样说那你怎样来到去、在当中来到去争执 去学习呢
You scratch your head, the disciples, many disciples weren't poor, right?
那 你可能拗晒头你说我们可能很多我们都是穷的
Matthew is a tax collector, he's not, obviously not poor.
那你如果在圣经里面看见你说马太他不是穷的他是一个税吏
Even the fishermen, Peter and Andrew,They probably had a small business, right? They're not poor.
咁就算係當時嘅嗰個漁夫彼得同埋Andrew， 佢哋都有佢哋嘅生意。
So here's what Jesus is saying.
喺呢度耶穌係咁講。
Seven. The gospel only comes into the lives of people who are poor in spirit.
耶穌佢講到話福音。只是臨到去那些人他們是靈裡面去貧窮
See, there are same characteristics as the poor who are materially poor and the poor in spirit
他在這裡講到他說有些是物質上面貧窮的有一個是靈裡面貧窮的
The poor in spirit must say I have absolutely nothing of value to you God spiritually
靈裡面貧窮的人他跟神說他說在神你的眼中我是毫無價值的
You have to say to God, yourself. You have to say, I have no power. I'm powerless to make my relationship with you right.
你要同神讲就系话，我系冇呢个能力，我可以同神嚟到有一个和好嘅关系。
I need to completely rely upon you and what you've done by the grace of God to save me.
我要完全嘅去依靠神你同埋你嘅恩典，我先就可以得救。
See, due to injustice upon the poor can do nothing, right? They can do nothing to get out.Of their mess to get out of poverty.
因为这个社会里面不公平，所以你会知道呢，你看到呢，就这些贫穷的人，他们不可以靠自己来去跳出这个贫穷的。
It's obvious, right? If a young child is in a poor neighborhood, how can they learn? How can he learn to any skills to be hired later? How can they?
你要想象住在一个贫民区的地方里面的一个小孩，他怎样可以能够自己去学到一些技巧来去跳出这个圈子呢？
The streets, their homes, the schools are not safe. How can it be? How can they learn?
他住的环境的街道，他的家甚至他的学校都是不安全的。那他怎样可以学到东西呢？
And what can they do to change things?
他们可以做到什么来去改变事情呢？
Right?Obviously, they need somebody from the outside to come in to help them, right?
很明显的，我们知道他们需要一些人是在外面来到当中来到去帮他们。
And so, Jesus is saying, in the same way spiritually, you can't change your heart yourself. You can't.
在这里耶稣讲到，他说在灵里面也是一样，你自己是做不到什么东西，改变到什么东
西。And the good that you do is not good enough.
就算你自己所做的好事都是不足够的。
Because the gospel says no one is good, no not one.
因为圣经里面讲到没有一个义人，一个也没有。
Even our good deeds, when they're done with impure motives.
就算是我们所做的好事，我们做的时候都可能是都有一个可能不洁净的动机。
The good that we do, they do for the motives to feel better about yourself or to feel superior for us, like I'm not like those people over there.
你可能做啲好事嘅时候，你嘅动机就系话到啊，我做出嚟俾人哋咧系好一啲，同埋系超越过人哋。
Or we might do good to control God, to say, God, you owe me now because I've done this, this, and that with my life.
或者咧，我哋做一啲好事咧，我哋系要咧去甚至去控制神，话俾神听，嗱，你而家欠我啲咩嘢啊？我做咗呢啲。
And you try to make a deal with God.
你要同神咧嚟到去有呢一个喺度争。
Some people say, some have said this in the past. They said, if God, if you provide this for me, if you put this person in my life, if you give me this job, then I'll do that.
或者有啲人甚至同神讲话，神啊，如果你咧俾呢份工作我，或者俾呢个人我，或者系俾呢啲嘢我咧，咁我就将我生命俾你啦。
And God's reply is, even your best deeds are as filthy rags.
但喺度神佢讲到话，就算我哋做嘅最好嘅一件事，都系好似一块污糟嘅烂布一样。
They're a stench to him.
对神嚟讲都系臭嘅。
Because we're filled with self-righteousness.
因为喺我哋里边所充满嘅都系自义。
And that means we're no better than a person who is living a immoral life.
我哋对同一个可能过一个好唔道德生活嘅人，其实我哋比佢哋唔系好得好多。
And the conclusion is, according to the Bible, that we're utterly lost. Then,
咁根据圣经咁讲嘅时候，其实我哋都系呢啲失落嘅人。
Because there is no love of God naturally in your heart.
因为喺我哋心里边唔会好自然嘅有神嘅爱。
And as the gospel goes on, explains, there's only one hope, right? The one who was rich who became poor.
在圣经里面讲俾我哋听，只有一个嘅盼望，就系话到嗰个富足嘅去成为贫穷。
The only hope is Jesus Christ, the King, right? Who became poor, who came to this place.
我哋唯一嘅盼望就系耶稣基督呢一个王，佢成为一个贫穷。
And Jesus is saying, you need to ponder that.
耶稣佢话我哋要思量。
Here's a man who's rejected, right? Who's abandoned by all at the time of his greatest need on the cross.
当耶稣基督佢喺十字架上边，佢最需要嘅时候，佢就俾众人嚟到去拒绝同埋丢弃。
He's utterly cast off, right? By society, by his friends, so-called friends, right?
佢被社会、被佢嘅朋友，亦都将佢嚟到去摆开。
And as the Gospels depict for us, even His heavenly Father turns away from him on the cross, right?
佢话甚至喺十字架上面嘅时候，父神都向耶稣嚟到去转面。
So obviously, Jesus is poor and destitute there, right? He's a man who's always weeping. He's always empty.
咁我哋睇见耶稣基督，佢系非常之嘅失落嘅喺嗰阵时。喺圣经里边，佢讲到佢话系常常嘅系哭泣。
Just trace back the circumstances of this Holy Week.He comes into Jerusalem, right? This is Palm Sunday. He comes into Jerusalem on what? A borrowed donkey.
他讲到话喺棕树主日嘅时候，佢嚟到耶撒冷，佢坐嘅系咩？系借翻嚟嘅一只马，系一只马。
This is Holy Week, right? What does he do this week? In his Last Supper, he eats it in a borrowed room.
他说在最后晚餐的时候，他们的晚餐是在哪里？是一个借来的一个房间。
After his crucifixion, Good Friday, right? He's buried in what? A borrowed grave.
咁当佢喺十字架上面受死，要埋葬嘅时候，佢埋葬喺边啊？系一个借翻嚟嘅坟墓。
He dies shamed. He dies naked.
佢面对佢死嘅时候，佢系被人去羞辱嘅，系赤身露体嘅。
Even his last shred of clothing is taken from him, right? They cast lots for it.
就算佢最后嗰块被撕裂嘅衣服都被人哋攞走。
And only because he's done all of that, that we have hope.
因为佢所成就嘅呢一切，所以我哋有呢个盼望。
You see, you got to believe that. Do you believe that today?
你今日相唔相信呢?
If you believe that, you have no merits, right? You have nothing to offer to him.
如果你系相信耶稣基督嘅时候，你冇咩嘅好事系做，系因为做咗嘅。
See, what separates a Christian from not a Christian is this: they believe a Christian believes in that God could absolutely rightly judge them today and send you to hell.
一个基督徒，佢哋知道 yes, 神系可以好公义嘅嚟到去审判我哋，将我哋咧系送到去地狱里边嘅。
Because what I am and what I've done is not good enough.
因为我哋所做嘅嘢，冇一样嘢系足够好嘅。
And that's what Jesus is talking about. Blessed the poor in spirit. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to the cross I cling.
呢个就系好似耶稣喺呢度讲，佢话贫穷嘅人有福嘅。佢就系话到咩？佢话我哋两手空空嘅去到主面前，我哋唯有倚靠嘅就系十字架。
And that's totally countercultural to us, especially if you're middle class.
呢个对我哋嘅文化，特别系一个中产阶级嘅文化咧，系完全好似相反嘅。
That's why if you're middle class, it's so hard to grasp God's grace.
所以如果你是一个中产分子的时候，你会觉得你很难能够去捉到这个神的恩典。
Because you're thinking, I'm pretty good.
因为
I've made it this much in this life. I'm pretty good.
因为你想我其实是挺好啊，我去到我人生的这个阶段里面。
But Jesus is saying, when you come to him, you have to come with nothing.
但是耶稣他讲到说，如果我们要去到佢嘅面前嘅时候咧，我哋系要空空双手嘅去到佢嗰度。
You have to say, God, you have every right to send me to hell right now.
你要同神讲，你话你有所有嘅权利系可以将我送到地狱里边。
But because I have nothing,
但系因为我乜都冇。
I want your mercy now.
我希望得到你嘅怜悯。
Because of what Jesus has done, he was rich and became poor, the suffering servant.Did what he did for me.
但是因为耶稣基督他的怜悯，他本应是富足的，他成为贫穷的一个仆人，来到去为我承受了我要面对的。
You see in the middle of the screen here, the bullet point in the middle here, do you know what suffering servant means?
在这里他讲到一个受苦的仆人是什么意思呢?
Anyone know? Anyone know what servant means?
有没有人知道什么叫仆人呢?
A servant is a person without power.No power, right?
一个仆人咧就系话咧，佢系冇权力嘅。
A servant is a person who's both economically and socially poor.
一个仆人咧，佢系喺无论系佢嘅经济上边，或者系佢社会嘅地位上边咧，都系好贫穷嘅。
Jesus, I am the suffering servant. I'm the one who's come. I've come as poor.
耶稣佢话我就系呢个受苦嘅仆人，我嚟到系贫穷嘅。
And I've come that way so that you can be rich, that you can have hope.
佢话我嚟到系咁样样，以致你哋可以成为富足，成为有盼望。
You see, if you're middle class, you don't think you deserve hell. You think you have some merits.
如果你是一个中产分子的时候，你就会想你自己，我是不应该落地狱的，我都应该有一些功德，做了一些好事。
And so in some way, we're offended. We're offended by God.
所以当神这样讲的时候，我们就会觉得好像被得罪了。
That's why God has to reach into the recesses of your being and convince you that you're poor in spirit.
所以神就要去到我们的心的里面，来到去叫我们知道我们是灵里面贫穷的。
And that's why the poor love the gospel.
所以贫穷的人他们喜欢福音。
Because conceptually they understand it better because they're poor, they have nothing.
因为他们容易明白一些，因为他们是贫穷，他们什么都没有。
Right? Because to know Christ, you have to be willing to say, I give up my choices. I give up my rights of self-determination.
因为你要认识耶稣的时候，你就要你要去放弃你自己的选择，放弃你自己的权利。
And you have to say to him, I'm willing to comply, I'm willing to follow you completely.
同埋咧，我愿意嘅去完全嘅去跟随你。
It's because I'm poor. I have spiritually poor. I have nothing of value to you.
咁因为咧，我灵里边系贫穷嘅，所以喺神你自己面前，我冇嘢系有价值嘅。
And so when you do that, you realize that you owe God everything.
咁如果你系咁做嘅时候咧，你就去认识到咧，你其实咧就系欠神好多所有嘅嘢。
That's why the poor in spirit can trust the Lord and obey Him, submit under Him, under His authority.
所以嗰啲灵里贫穷嘅人，佢哋可以嚟到去信靠同埋信服，同埋嚟到去倚靠神。
Because that's what you desire. You desire unconditional surrender to Him.
因为喺你里边，你渴望嘅就一个无条件嘅嚟到去向神去呢个降服。
And when you do that, and that's just why the poor grasp the gospel better than the middle class. When you do that for the first time, the poor realize I've got confidence because He loves me.
所以点解嗰啲灵里边贫穷嘅人，佢哋会容易做一啲啦？因为当佢哋咁样做嘅时候，第一时间佢哋就可以经历到嗰个喺神里边有嗰个信心。
Because the poor know that the world just throws them away. The world says you're no value.
因为啲贫穷嘅人，佢知道世界同佢哋讲，世界将佢哋掟埋一边，话佢哋系冇价值嘅。
But now God says you're of great value. You're one of His children.
但系神话俾佢听，你系有一个尊贵嘅价值嘅，你系属于佢嘅儿女。
And that's why they give themselves to the Lord.
所以佢哋就将佢哋俾咗神。
Because the spiritually poor realize that very fact.
因为啲灵里贫穷嘅人，佢哋知道呢一个嘅事实。
You know, Mary in the Gospels sings the Magnificat.
玛利亚佢喺呢个福音书入边，佢唱到呢个尊主颂。
Magnificat means glory. She glories in God when she hears the birth of the Son, of the Son of God. She's going to be the mother.
咁咧，当佢听见咧，就话佢将要咧生个儿子，嘅时候，系神话俾佢听嘅时候咧，咁佢就唱呢一个尊主颂。
When she hears that news, she breaks out in song, right?
咁当佢知道呢个消息嘅时候咧，就唱过呢个歌啦。
And the opening words in Latin Vulgate is what is known as the Magnificat.
咁喺呢个拉丁嘅圣经里边咧，佢所讲唱嘅就系叫做尊主颂。
But Mary's experience there, why she's singing for joy, is not only a personal one. It reflects the misfortunes of the people.
咁当玛利亚去唱嘅时候咧，佢唔系净系咧去反映到佢自己个人嘅嗰个嘅经验，而喺当中咧，佢系去睇到咧人嗰个嘅命运。
Because Mary herself is poor.
玛利亚本身佢自己系贫穷嘅
，but she realizes now a reversal of fortunes。
但系佢而家话睇到咧，原来咧系喺呢一个嘅命运当中有一个嘅转变。
That she and her people will experience through the birth of the Son.
佢同埋神嘅子民咧，可以因为佢所生嘅儿子咧，嚟到有一个新嘅转变。
And what she basically says there in Luke 1 is, He has lifted up the needy from the ash heap.
咁佢喺呢度，佢就喺路加福音嘅第一章嗰度，佢就讲佢话，神将嗰啲有需要嘅人，佢哋喺呢一个嘅尘埃当中，将佢哋提起。
But in Luke 1 she says, blessed. Lifted up means past tense.What's she talking about? Past tense.
呢个抬起嚟嘅意思系用一个过去式嚟提起嚟，被抬起。
Because it's over. She's blessed now.
因为系已经系成为过去，系佢哋系有福嘅。
The Messiah will come.
呢个弥赛亚会嚟到。
He will change the hearts. Her confidence is there. It's past tense.
佢会改变人嘅心。
And as the gospel goes to the poor, he lifts them up because they feel treasured now, because it's God who loves them.
他说当福音来到的时候，这些贫穷的就被提高。
It's God who lifts them up. It's God who gives them hope. It's God who gives them dignity.
是神将他们抬起来，神给他们有盼望，神给他们有这个尊严。
You see, that's the experiential end of worship.
这个也是我们敬拜我们需要去经历到的。
The gospel humbles you to that point.
福音叫我们谦卑下来。
And it humbles you, then you look at the poor and you say, I'm exactly like them.
福音叫我们谦卑下来，以致当我们去看见贫穷的人的时候， 你就对自己说，我都是这样的。
And that will help us to care for the poor then, because you say, you see them and you say, I'm exactly like them.
当你睇见你自己其实系同嗰啲贫穷人一样系咁嘅时候，你就可以帮到你点样去爱佢哋。
Because you don't pity them, you love them.
因为你唔系去可怜佢哋，你系去爱佢哋。
It doesn't mean you don't have sympathy, doesn't mean it means what? You don't condescendingly look upon them.
不是说你不去同情他们，而是你再不是好像在一个高高在上的位置来到去看低他们。
Right, it's like you look at the poor on the subway and you say, oh, these poor people. It's pity, right?
当你在地铁里面有时候你见到一些穷人的时候，你就说，哦，他这么穷。这里你好像在可怜他。
But when God touches your heart and you're poor in spirit, you say, I'm just like them. They remind me spiritually that I'm filthy.
但当神去掂到你嗰个心嘅时候，感动你嘅时候，你会睇见嘅就系你话，其实我喺灵里边都系好似咁贫穷，就好似一啲污糟嘅烂布一样。
And when you look at them,
当你去睇佢哋
，you see yourself,
你睇见你自己。
Because you know your righteousness is like filthy rags according to the Bible.
因为就算喺你里边嘅义，就好似一啲污糟嘅布一样。
And that utterly changes your attitude towards them.
咁就可以咧改变你对佢哋嘅态度。
It means you're willing then to be part. They're part of you.
你就会乐意嘅去成为佢哋嘅一部分。
Now, in closing, does the Bible say we must become poor materially? Absolutely not.
咁我结束嘅时候，咁我想睇下就系话，系咪圣经要我哋每一个人都喺物质上面去贫穷咧？唔系。
But before you wipe the sweat off your brow.The gospel changes you.
但是呢，当你抹额汗的时候呢，我可以告诉你，福音是去改变你。
Because you can't stay the same when the gospel touches your life.
因为当福音去到你的生命里面的时候，你不可以再停留好像以前那样。
And the more the gospel touches you, the more merciful you'll become.
当福音去你更多的被福音来到触摸的时候，你就应该更有怜悯。
You start giving yourself away.Giving your possessions away.
你要将你自己和你所拥有的东西来去分享出来。
And there's a contentment about it.
在当中是有那个满足的。
It's totally opposite than our culture, right? Our culture says, you got it, you need more, more, more.
跟我们今天的文化所讲的是相反的。今天的文化告诉我们，你要拿多一点，拿多一点。
But when the gospel touches your heart, you say, I don't really need more.
当福音临到你的心的时候，你就会说，我已经不再需要这么多。
In fact, I can do with less.
甚至我可以活得，我不需要这么多东西都可以活得很好。
And you're not afraid to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice.
你也不需要害怕，就是跟哀哭的人同哭，跟喜乐的人同喜乐。
You see, Jesus invites all of you to come to him. the source of all satisfaction.
耶稣基督佢邀请每一个人去到佢嗰度，因为佢就系我哋满足嘅源头。
He says this in John 6:35. It's right there on that last bullet point there. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst."
耶稣佢话：我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And he also says in John 7:37-38, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."
在约翰福音7:37-38，耶稣这么讲，节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So when Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor," they are really blessed.
所以在这里当耶稣去讲到贫穷的人是有福的呢，是在这里神是给到福气他们。
Because they know how impoverished they really are without God.
因为他们认识到就是说到没有神的时候他们是几么的贫穷。
And they know for themselves that God, who was rich, became poor so that eventually they'll become rich.
还有他们认识到就是说到神耶稣他本应是富足的，他成为贫穷，以致我们能够可以成为富足。
Father, these are difficult verses to wrestle with in your word.
天父，你知道这些的经文都不是那么容易的来到去触摸明白到。
And I try to convey the meaning here in a way that doesn't just leave us guilty.
神啊，我愿意带出来的这个信息不是只是叫我们是觉得有这个罪疚感。
Because that's not the intent of your gospel.
因为这个不是你福音的本意。
Often we feel guilty because we don't do more for the poor.
主啊，我们很多时候心里面可能会觉得有罪疚感，是因为我们没有很关心到一些贫穷的人。
But your intent is to see we are just like the poor spiritually.
但神啊，你的本意是其实叫我们看到我们就好像这些贫穷人一样。
In desperate and utter need for you.
主啊，我们都是在你里面极致的来到去需要你，因为我们都是绝望的。
And as you lift up the poor from the ash heap.
神啊，当你在尘埃当中将这些贫穷人抬起的时候，
you give them dignity.
你俾佢哋有呢个嘅尊严。
You give them value.
你俾佢哋有呢个价值。
Because you're God and you love them.
主啊，因为你系呢个神，你系爱佢哋嘅。
And as we are lifted up spiritually.
主啊，当我哋喺灵里边被抬高、抬起嘅时候，
we are of great value to you.
我哋都喺你里边系有呢个大嘅价值。
And that will spur us on to love you.And be obedient to your ways.
神啊，愿这个都推动我们更加的来到去爱你和顺服你。
And that will enable us to be more generous with our time and our money.
以致我们能够在我们的时间和在我们的金钱上面更加的慷慨。
So we pray, Lord, that you would touch our hearts this morning.
神啊，我们祈求你去在我们的心里面去触摸我们。
On this Palm Sunday, as we start Holy Week,
在这个的中树主日里面，
to reflect afresh the truth that the poor are blessed.
让我们重新的来到去默想到这个的真理，就是说到贫穷的人是有福的。
Give us the spiritual hunger for you that we need.
神啊，给我们在这个灵里面这个饥饿，
which is totally countercultural to the world.
这个也是跟世界的那个文化是相违背的。
We ask that in the name of Jesus, amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。